Welcome to the Chic Perspective Show. I'm your host, Elizabeth Gordon, and I hope you're having a chic day. Thank you for tuning in to join us, where we are talking about women entrepreneurs succeeding with style. I have a fantastic guest for you this afternoon. You are in for quite a treat. Team owner Kathy Betty purchased the Atlanta Dream in October 2009. This was shortly after the franchise completed its second season in the city of Atlanta. Kathy is a prominent Atlanta businesswoman and a sports advocate and committed to putting a winning product on the court and making a positive impact off the court. With more than 25 years of business management and consultancy experience, Kathy took on the Atlanta Dream as a new business challenge. She received her Bachelor's of Science degree in Finance and Computer Sciences from the University of Alabama and Belmont College, and went on to have a very successful corporate career, one of the first female partners with Ernst & Young, and later Executive VP and partner with Scott Maiden & Associates. In 1996, Kathy formed her own successful incubator, the Tradewind Group. Kathy Betty, welcome to the Chic Perspective Show.
How exciting to be here today.
It is such a treat for me. Now, I am fairly familiar with the Dream, having recently kind of dived into this scene, and I mentioned to you I'm going to my first game tomorrow night, but the Dream is still relatively new to the Atlanta sports scene. So why don't you start by telling our listeners a little bit about the team?
Well, the exciting thing about the Atlanta Dream, we're in our third season, but the WNBA has been around for 14 years, and the NBA owns the WNBA, and there's six teams owned by NBA and WNBA owners, and there's six independent owners, and I'm one of the six independent owners.
Okay, so the league has been in running for a while. Atlanta, we're just starting to kind of jump on the Dream bandwagon. What's it been like to kind of position the sports opportunity and the Dream as a sports team within the Atlanta market?
Well, you know, we really are all about families, and we're about entertainment as well as just having a competitive product on the floor. So it's so much fun to go to a game. You'll scream, you'll shout, you'll dance, you'll catch things falling from the ceiling, and the kids just absolutely adore it. But what you see in a basketball game is you see 11 amazing women out there competing, and they are tall, lean, fast, quick. We play the game below the rim, but we are as quick as anybody.
Now, let's talk a little bit about these players, because the team's doing pretty good. We're looking to make the playoffs. You've got a couple of star players. Talk about what it's like working with some of these female athletes. What are they like?
Oh, it's so funny. These athletes are amazing. The first thing that I guess I've worked in the business world all my life, and the first time I addressed them, I was actually intimidated because they were they're stars. But, you know, the thing that impressed me most about them is that we have Angel McCartney, who was Rookie of the Year last year.
Right.
And then we have two women from Brazil, and both of them have made All-Stars, one last year and one this year. And we also have a player that is going to be a doctor when she graduates. She's already been accepted to med school. We have a player that's a model. So it's just an amazing group of women, and it's so much fun just to hang around them.
Oh, I bet. Really multifaceted and multi-talented. And as you mentioned, very involved in the community as well. Talk a little bit about that.
I think that's the part. They enjoy giving back, and they want to be a part of the community. They want the community to know them. And so they practice after practice. We practice in the morning, and after practice, they're out at hospitals, at schools. They are involved with other foundations, with some of our sponsors, and what they do in the community. We go and make appearances with our sponsors and support their efforts in the community as well, and they enjoy doing it.
Now, the Atlanta Dream Games have gotten very popular amongst families in terms of an entertainment aspect. Talk about the family atmosphere at the game and what someone can expect from attending a game if they've not been before.
Well, what we try to do is we get the community involved. We get our fans involved. We have contests. And some of the fun is also that we have a program called Arm to Dream, and that's where we recognize a patient from Children's Healthcare. And, you know, one young lady that was representing Children's Healthcare, the patient there, she had cancer. And she wrote a letter to us saying that was the best day of her life. And, you know, the fans feel that because they see it, they see the part of it, they see the excitement, they dance. Our dance team, believe it or not, you can bring your children and you don't have to cover their eyes when our dance team and cheerleaders come on.
No kidding.
That's it's different in
Atlanta. Not a PG-rated show. Well, switching gears a bit, Kathy, I am interested to know about your background. You did a lot of work in business and consulting, and I think a lot of the women I interview here on the show have had multifaceted careers. You know, they're interested in dominating and learning a new thing and then moving on to something else. So how did you end up as the owner of a professional sports franchise?
Well, you know, a year ago, I would have been shocked if somebody told me I was going to be the owner of the WNBA Atlanta Dream. But what happened? I actually lost my husband to cancer 3 years ago. And so I was looking for a new beginning. And the Dream was looking for a new owner. And when I first was approached, I was thinking, gosh, this is interesting. But what really, really caught me was the platform that Atlanta Dream brings to Atlanta. It's not just about competition, which I am a sports fanatic, so I enjoyed that part of it. But it's also about giving back to the community. And I'm on the board of Big Brothers Big Sisters and Children's Healthcare. And I'm all about the youth. And it's so, you know, it's just education, health, and fitness for our youth is a big issue in the United States. And the Dream is all about that as well. And so when you look at the platform, it's a startup. I love a business challenge. It's about giving back to the community. And it's about sports. And when you can combine all three of your passions, you end up with the best job in the whole world.
It sounds like an ideal opportunity and a lot of fun to be part of at this particular stage. So in terms of business, what does the owner and CEO of a sports team need to do and, you know, to get this business growing and thriving?
Well, you know, we're really at the point, just like any startup company, awareness is important. And so, well, the first thing I had to do since I didn't have any background in sports management is I went out and hired Toby Wyman from the Gwinnett Braves. And so it's been great to have him on board because he helps focus what we need to do. But we're about awareness. And in my life, I am out talking to any group that will listen to me. I talk to Rotaries, business associations, fundraisers, anything that we can get our name out in the community, we try to do.
That's important, and I think it's working based on the feedback I've heard in the community of general awareness. But it's important to always stay on top of your PR and making those right inroads to the connections that are ultimately going to put, I guess, butts in seats, right?
That's what we say in this business. I've learned that word and how important it is. But, you know, the corporations in Atlanta have also come and supported me. Coke, Aaron's both signed up from the very beginning and said, hey, we're with you, because they understand the importance of having a professional women's team in Atlanta.
And it is important. Let's talk a little bit about why the WNBA is so important, especially to young girls, but also to women everywhere.
Well, you know, I say these statistics all the time, but it's very, very important to understand when young girls play team sports, there is a 20% higher graduation rate, not only in high school, but college as well.
It's incredible.
And then if you look at women between 25 and 35 in employment rate, there's a 40% higher employment rate for for women if they played sports as a young girl. And my favorite one of all is if you go to the top Fortune 500 executive, female executives, 80% play team sports. So you name a program, any program, that can give you that result. So we do believe that inspiring young girls to play team sports will not only benefit them in the classroom, but all the way to the boardroom. And, of course, obesity and teenage pregnancy goes way down when they play sports.
And those are really important statistics to be aware of as well. Well, I know I saw President Obama was at a WNBA game not long ago.
I know.
The administration is all behind this as for exactly those reasons.
No, we've got to get kids moving.
Yes, it's very important from the health and then the success aspect as well. Now, I think it's interesting, especially with a team sport like basketball, because you kind of combine learning both the competitive aspects as well as the collaborative. And both of those skill sets are so important in business. Do you find that by being part of a sports team, women learn skills that they're then able to apply in other aspects of life?
Absolutely. You know, competing, depending on each other to get a goal objective. You know, all the different characteristics that a team sports provides for young women. And quite frankly, young boys have had it for a long time.
Right. But it's time that we catch up. And
it's time that we catch up a little bit.
Absolutely. I couldn't agree more. And that's part of what we're doing here on the show. Now, you're the first female owner of a professional sports franchise in Atlanta. What has the response been from the community?
Well, I must say the other sports team owners have been great. Arthur Blank was wonderful with the Falcons. He has been a dream dad at one of the games, so he brought his daughter, and Coach Smith brought his daughter to the game, and they were just so supportive, and I've worked with his management team for them to give us ideas on how to help sell tickets. I was just, yesterday we were the dream dads, a dream game at the Braves, so we had a great time. John Schurholz has worked with me as well, so the sports teams have really come together to help me, and they understand, they get it, they know the importance of having a women's professional team in Atlanta, how important it is.
So the other sports teams in town see this as it can only help elevate what they're doing with their sport.
Absolutely. We're all in it together about Atlanta.
That's a really nice attitude, and it's wonderful that they've embraced it so openly. What have been the challenges with all this? There's a lot of good news, but I know it's not all sunny days. So what have been some of the challenges that have you faced?
Well, I will tell you, because I've been an entrepreneur in a, you know, all my life, and I thought we worked long hours. But this sports world, they are 24/7. You think about it. We have games on the weekend.
It's all evening and weekends work.
It is a challenge.
Once 9 to 5 is out, it's time to go to work again.
Yeah. So it's been really interesting to be involved with a sports business. So working hard is true in any business, but I guess it's been a challenge for me because we've had to make Atlanta very much aware of the dream and understanding what we provide to Atlanta. So that's been a new challenge and fun.
What's your vision for where you'd like to see the dream over the next, you know, say year, 2 years, or even 5 years down the road?
Well, you know, the first thing is we want to be the model for the WNBA. You know, when I say the model, I am a business person. So I really believe I have to watch the balance sheet and manage the business so that we are profitable. And that's an important part of making the WNBA successful. So my eye is on the balance sheet. But also, you know, it's not just about the balance sheet. It's also making a difference in the community. And I think, truly, when we grow and we are successful, it's going to be a story about the community of Atlanta being successful, not just the dream.
That's wonderful that you have such a vision of it being, you know, an all-encompassing community event. And I think that's what makes it really inspirational. Now, the games are broadcast on Fox Sports, correct?
Oh, yes.
Now, where else? I want to make sure that people know where they can find out more information about the team and get involved. Are there upcoming events and promotions we should be on the lookout?
Oh, absolutely. Do tell. I would love to. Actually, we play Tuesday night, tomorrow night, the Seattle Storm. And Seattle is the number one team in the WNBA. They have the best record. And then we also play New York Friday. So we have two great upcoming games. And just in case people don't know, we're a half a point out of first place in our division. And the next five games, we have five games left, is going to determine the playoffs. So we need fans out there coming to the game, supporting us. And you can watch the game on Fox South. They broadcast all of our home games, and we're really excited to have them as a partner. They have just done a great job to promote and support us.
So it's getting very exciting at this point in the season.
Like, nerve-wracking. I never knew how much fun this would be, but I will tell you, my heart beats so fast when we're close, and I guess the next five games, it's going to be just so much fun to do.
Oh, I bet. So how would you compare this part of your career with what you've done previously in terms of learning experience, in terms of the fun, in terms of the challenge? What has been, what's been the difference between this and what you had done before?
I think I get to combine all my passions, giving back to the community, being a sports fanatic, and the business side I've done. But this is really fun to combine all of those together. And I think that's been the biggest difference to me as far as an owner. I never had a clue how much fun and excitement and that you could generate and then also give back to the community.
That's really neat. Yes, it is a unique experience in that regard, certainly. Yeah. You've talked a little bit about some of the partners that have helped you along the way. Tony, the COO, who's been a huge tool, the other sports owners here in Atlanta. What impact has your network or your support group and the people that you've surrounded yourself with throughout your career had on your ability to make things happen and tackle these big challenges?
I'll tell you, one of the greatest thing is getting involved with the women executives in Atlanta. It has been amazing to me how so many women executives are excited and have stepped up to help me and support me. And, you know it's there, but every time I go to an event, there is some woman that connects me with two other women. And getting to know these women and supporting each other, they see it as a big opportunity for them to do business at a dream game. And so we're not just about young girls. We're also about women all the way. And one of the fun things is that we have this group called the Dream Supremes. And one of them had heard me speak, and we were talking about empowering women at all ages. And they formed a dance and cheer team all on their own. So they come to three or four games, and I think they have a couple of more games that they're going to perform at. And, you know,
oh, that's so neat.
They get out of their comfort zone. And they have just, that's been fun.
Well, it's interesting choice of words there, the idea of getting out of your comfort zone. And I play on the whole high heel analogy that I like to say, you know, heel to heel we rise as women. But being uncomfortable, I think, is a part of success and a part of taking on new challenges. You know, it's easy to hang out in your comfort zone, but in order to really achieve things and take on these new challenges, you got to get a little uncomfortable. What's your thought about how do you, you know, continue to challenge yourself to get out of your comfort zone?
Let me assure you, I have taken the biggest challenge I've ever taken at 54 years old. So, you know, and I think some of it with age, you understand that the journey is the fun part. You know, when you're in your career and you're trying to get to that next level and get that next accomplishment under your belt, you don't understand how much fun the journey is. And so I try to live in the moment now, and I really do enjoy the journey.
That's fantastic to hear and such great advice. I think we all could remind ourselves of that a little bit more often. Kathy, to what or to whom would you credit your success?
You know, it all goes back to my mom and dad. And, you know, I was so fortunate being raised in Decatur, Alabama, by such wonderful parents. You know, I think my dad was a role model for me. We were a sports family, but I would go do all my science projects at my dad's chemistry lab, and he always, you know, never did they say it's, you know, they always said focus on what's going forward, and don't worry about what has happened, but worry about how you handle what has happened. And I think in life, that has just helped me be successful. Because you can't really handle what has happened to you. What you have to handle is what you can do going forward.
Absolutely. That's such great advice. And it's interesting to hear that, you know, that was laid as a very young foundation and that it's had such a lasting impact throughout your career. What advice do you think parents should be giving their daughters today in terms of what's possible for women in their career or in business?
Well, obviously taking risk. And that's hard as a mother, to push your daughter out there in the sports world where they can get hurt. And
absolutely. You know, well, it's almost diametrically opposed to the traditional thought of be careful, don't get hurt. Taking risk is sort of the opposite of that.
It is. And, you know, but if you learn, if you teach them that at a young age, it's just like playing sports at a young age.
Right.
There are just valuable lessons to be learned. And I think, and we've connected with dads so much because dads want their daughters to be successful. And when they hear those statistics that I mentioned earlier, you know, a light bulb goes on in their heads. They're like, there are skills to be learned by playing sports as young girls.
Right. And if you're a father saying, do I want my little girl to be a secretary or do I want her to be a CEO?
Right.
What path should I be putting her on?
And not only that, it gives them a way to bond. You know, as a young girl, having the ability to go to a game and share a sports event with a daughter is a great bonding opportunity for dads. So we have really reached out to dads to educate them on what the dream can do.
That's nice. I could see how it would be a fantastic daddy-daughter day at the dream game. Hope you guys are listening and making your ticket ordering right now for that. Now, we are almost out of time. It's been an absolute pleasure getting to know you. I like to ask all of my guests here on the Chic Perspective Show to share one chic tip. This is like your a signature piece of advice that you'd like to pass on to fellow business women. Kathy, what's your chic tip for us?
Oh, my tip is be persistent. Don't give up. Focus, dedication, direction, but be persistent. Don't let any obstacle get in your way. And that's what, you know, it's our game to play. We've just got to play it.
Well said. And on that note, I'm going to wish you all a lovely afternoon. Thanks so much for tuning in for the Chic Perspective Show, where we're talking about women succeeding in style. For more episodes, check out businessradiox.com or go to chicentrepreneur.com. We'll talk to you next week. Until that time, wishing you all chic success.